How about that, huh? Yeah. Let's see if I can get it in the background there. Oh, there we go. So, how cool is that? All right, you guys. So I'm here in the Gifford Pinchot Wilderness area, down outside of Mount Rainier and in between Mount Adams and Mount St. Helens. And I'm on the road and I'm on the go. It's awesome, you guys. It's Sunday morning. I left my house Friday. And I have been riding trails on my new bike like crazy. It is so fun. I am loving it. Driving a lot of backwoods forest roads, beating the crap out of my little van. And so far, just having a great time, only a couple days into this, but it's just awesome. So I forgot to bring my little GoPro, so I don't get to show you guys too many trail pictures, but I'm going to try and use this camera to just get a couple so you see what I'm up to. But anyways, I'm on the road. I'm on the road for probably a week, maybe a little more. I'm going to go down to Bend. I'm going to go ride mountain bikes on the mountain and ride ski lifts, I think. I've never done that. I'm real excited. So, vacation. I'm actually doing it, you guys. And then I'm going to go to a van life festival, the gathering of people who live in their vans, I guess, or travel in vans. I don't know. Just a collection of cool humans. So, I'll be doing that next weekend. And so I'm so excited. So I'm way out from the middle. I'm so far out, you guys. I drove hours on dirt roads to get here. And then now I've been on my motorcycle, electric motorcycle thing, and climbed up this crazy trail. I'm at like 5,000 feet here, out in the middle of nowhere. I haven't had cell service for a long time, days. I don't know when I'm going to get back to service. So you might not get this video until Monday or Tuesday. But I will get it up. And I'm having a great time, you guys. It's awesome. So I hope you guys are doing good. Let's just do zero carb stuff real quick. So I've been eating my own burgers I cooked before I left, and that got me a little ways. And then I ate, cooked another big batch yesterday. And I did. I went to a restaurant yesterday morning on my way through a little town, and I had eggs and bacon. And you know what? I felt fine. I had to go to the bathroom shortly afterwards, but it was okay. And the eggs did give me gas like they always do, but it was fine for once in a while. So that was great. And I'm feeling awesome. No problems. What else? I don't know. I'm going to get my rig headed south here, and I'm going to go figure out some more food to buy for my van festival, and then I'm going to head out into the desert. So I'll keep you guys posted, and I'll try and get you some photos of my activities. But know that I'm doing great, and I'm making progress, and I'm actually vacationing, not just pretending. I'm doing stuff. Feels awesome. I can't wait to do more of it. All right, you guys, I hope you're doing great, making some progress, staying the course. I'll check in with you as soon as I can. Hope you guys have a great day. Have a great week. See you soon. Bye. All righty, gang. Hi, everybody. Well, that didn't go as planned. So it's now Monday. It's early afternoon, and I left you guys yesterday on Sunday morning, and I was on an awesome motorcycle ride at a beautiful lake in the mountains. Well, that ride was great. Everything went awesome, no problem. Got back to the car, decided I was gonna head south and start heading towards Bend, and I made it almost over Mount Hood, and my transmission ate itself. This just got a lot more expensive. I'm back out of being out of debt, it looks like. So here I am now. I am at a place called Lake Billy Chinook outside of Madras, Oregon, and check out my new ride. Yeah. For better or for worse, I got a brand new Toyota van that I'm renting from the dealership where my car is getting the transmission replaced. And so, all things considered, I'm doing pretty much great. So I should have pulled the camera out for you guys yesterday. I'm sorry. I was on the side of the highway with no cell service. I was stuck there for a little bit. I was way up on Mount Hood, so I walked Tried to hitchhike. No one would pick me up. I walked a ways, and I finally got one bar, and I was able to get through to AAA. And then I waited, and I waited, and I waited, and I spent about 4 hours waiting on the side of the road. And then another few hours getting a tow 60 miles away to the dealership. And when I got there, I was starving. I hadn't eaten, and it was 9 o'clock at night. And so here's my zero carb journal. So I went to McDonald's, and you know what? It wasn't bad. I got quarter pound patties, and they made my stomach do some flips a little bit, but not too bad. And they kept me from starving. So that's all pretty good. So anyways, I just got here. I don't know what I'm gonna do, you guys. I don't know how I'm gonna camp out. The window, it's all wide open to the windows. I can't leave Waylon because he'll burn up in there. I had my other rig set up with a 12-volt freezer to freeze all my meat so I could go to this event for a few days and have food. And I had solar panels to keep power up, and I was able to keep Waylon in the shade. And so I'm a little bit stressing. But I don't know when you guys are gonna see this. You might. I've been trying to find Wi-Fi, and I've been having not much luck out here in the middle of the desert. So I haven't tried that hard. I was working on some other stuff. but I might not get that other episode up for a while. I just got to this campsite. I think I might stay for a day because I'm just spun out from running all around. But we'll see what happens. But anyways, I'm doing great. I got a really nice spot here in the shade. There's a beautiful lake to go swimming in. Waylon, stay over here, please. And I'm just gonna relax and try and forget about the last 24 hours and look forward to the next week. So I'm really thankful for just the opportunities I had, the fact that I'm here. I'm still staying really positive, you guys, so not too bad. It was a few hours yesterday. I was a little grumpy. But anyways, we're gonna go for a swim, clean up. We've been in the woods for weeks now. Well, weeks, days. And then I'll come back and check in with you guys sometime here in the next day or two and let you know what my plans are. I'm gonna try and go to this van festival or van gathering, but I don't really know how it's gonna go. I'm not very well equipped. I did grab my mattress and threw it in the back of this thing, but I'm concerned about food, and I'm concerned about my dog and temperature. So I guess I'll just play it by ear and see what happens. So far, so good though. So, all right, you guys, I'm gonna get this done for you whenever I can. I could probably edit it here. I don't think I'll be able to upload, but I can probably edit. So, all right, you guys, hope you're doing great. I will check back in with you soon. All right, see ya. All righty. Hey, gang. Welcome back, you guys. Well, it's Tuesday afternoon, and I'm here at Mount Bachelor. I'm just a little bit down the road now, but I was just up there. And I just thought I'd check in with you guys. I'm gonna go down to town here and find Starbucks and get this up tonight. I'm gonna really try. So, because I've really been having a hard time getting anywhere with Wi-Fi or anything. So hey, there's my, oh, you can't see it, it's dark. There's my brand new Toyota Sienna. You should see my stuff just all piled in the back. It's just a disaster. And so I'm having fun though. I went up to Mount Bachelor and I rode the lifts and I just went mountain bike and I don't know if you can see it, I got a really bloody finger and a bit of a ding on my shoulder. I slammed into a tree. I decided I should leave before I really hurt myself. I started going fast and going off jumps, and I don't really know how to do that. But it was really fun. And I just left all the windows open in that van with all of my stuff in there, my wallet and the cell phone and computer and everything. But I just left all the windows open so Waylon wouldn't be too hot. And I just trusted, threw it out there. And it was fine. I saw some other locals doing the same thing. So anyways, it was awesome. I was really stoked, had a great time. Yesterday I was at that lake. That was really nice. Lake Billy Chinook in Oregon. It was awesome. I loved it. I gotta say though, you guys, camping in the woods way out by myself like I was doing over the weekend, and then compared to camping in a campground, what a difference. I have never felt so lonely as I did in that campground. I'm not kidding. I actually just kind of wept. When I'm way out in the woods, no people around anywhere, it's fine. When I'm in that campground, not so great. Families all around me, and couples, and those kids with their friends having fun, and someone asking me, oh, you're here all alone? And I just felt lonely, I guess. But whatever. Like I said, keep saying, human condition, I think that doesn't really change no matter what your situation. Although mine could be better. I'm doing great. I'm having fun. I'm learning a lot. That was actually a really good learning experience. So the campground was cool. It was really nice. I went for a hike. I went for a swim. I really enjoyed it. I didn't mind the people all around. It was like company. It was nice hearing them all chitter-chatter and playing their music and stuff. But man, it really hurt my heart. So I'm learning. I guess I don't know what that lesson was. Just avoid those places or buck up or make some changes. Find some people to camp with. I don't know. I guess I'm not learning very well. Anyways, I just wanted to thank you guys for your support and for listening and watching and for being patient with me this week, because I'm just having a hard time getting this done. I've been having kind of a run of bad luck here. My transmission, and I swam with the car keys, and I just smashed into a tree, and yeah, whatever. I'm doing all right. But I'm trying to, what am I trying to do? Stay positive and have a great time. So I'm a little concerned about my weekend. I was all geared up in my other rig with extra batteries for a cooler for my food. And I'm sort of struggling with how I'm going to deal with that. I'm in the desert. I'm supposed to go camp in the desert for 4 days starting tomorrow. And I'm not sure how I'm going to get meat to last for 4 days. So I spent a lot of money on my camper van getting it all set up, and the last thing I want to do is go to town and spend another $400 on a Yeti cooler or something to try and get me 4 days with ice. So I'm a little discombobulated. I'm gonna go down to town, I'm gonna go do some uploading and editing, and then I'm gonna think about how I'm gonna get through the next few days without all my stuff. But I'm gonna try. I'm gonna go meet some people that share a similar vagabond soul. So, vagabond soul, I've been staying put forever. I swear though, I used to do this all the time. And I really feel good on the road. So, all right, you guys, that's enough for now. Thank you as always. And I don't know when I'm gonna get the next one up. I got a feeling I'm gonna be out way out in the woods away from service until Monday. And then I got a haul back to the Columbia River Gorge, the Dalles, to pick up my car. Hopefully it'll be done by Tuesday. And then I'm probably just gotta head back to Port Angeles and try and rent out my house and fix it up with all the money that I spent on my transmission or something. All right, you guys, well, that's enough for now. Thank you so much. And I will get the next one up as soon as I can, but be patient, please. And don't worry about me. I'm doing just great. All right, you guys. See you soon. Thank you. Bye.